Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for The Best in Israeli Rock, hosted by Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, Israel, featuring outstanding music from Israel's top artists. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and The Best in Israeli Rock.
Shalom lekulam, shalom everybody. This is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. With Israel's win in the Eurovision this year with the song Toy by Netta, I was thinking this would be a perfect opportunity to feature some of Israel's top songs from Eurovision contests. Some of these songs you may know and haven't even realized that they were part of the Eurovision. So, a little bit about the Eurovision. Israel's participated in the Eurovision Song Contest 42 times since making its debut in 1973. Israel was able to enter the contest as the Israel Broadcast Authority, the IBA, is a member organization of the European Broadcast Union, which is responsible for the event. Israel's won the contest 4 times. Israel's first appearance in the contest in 1973 was a success, with Ilanit finishing 4th place. And that's what we're going to begin with. The song Eisham by Ilanit won 4th place right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Enjoy. That was Ilanit with Eisham, Israel's first appearance in the Eurovision in 1973, where it won a whopping 4th place. To date, there have been 4 Israeli victories in the contest. Israel's first victory of the contest was in 1978, when Yizhar Cohen and Alpha Beta won in Paris with the up-tempo Abanebi Aboebe. And that's going to be the next song we hear. Israel's first win in the Eurovision, 1978. This is Yizhar Cohen with Abanebi Aboebe, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Even more. Nurit Hirsch, this is, conducting the orchestra for the Israel entry, song number 18. The song is called Abba Nibi, it's called. And here come Alpha Beta. Simple peasant smocks, cream trousers, the girls all in white. And this is a good vivacious song for Israel. Might do very well.
לדודים ולדודות והמנות המסכנות סבלו המתוקות רק מכות קיבלו ואת מה שהגשנו באמת תחשו רק מספר המת אבא אני בי אבו אבן 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 אבא אני בי אבו אבן
That was Yizhar Cohen with Abanebi Aboebe, Israel's first win in the Eurovision of 1978. What happens when you win the Eurovision? The consecutive year, the following year, you host the Eurovision in your country. And on the home ground in Jerusalem, the following year, 1979, Israel miraculously won again, this time with the anthemic Hallelujah, performed by Gali Atari and Milk and Honey, Chalav Udvash. But unusually, Israel did not defend the title in 1980. The winner of the 1980 Hebrew Song and Chorus Festival, a band called the Brothers and Sisters, with the song Pizmon Chozer, did not take part in the song contest. After winning the contest in 1978 and 1979, the IBA was financially and logistically unable to organize the event for the second consecutive year. The organization of the festival was subsequently handed over to the Netherlands, who finally agreed to stage it. But because much time had already passed, it was difficult to find a suitable date for the song contest. The date chosen coincided with a Memorial Day in Israel, Yom HaZikaron, and the country was forced to withdraw. This made Israel the only country to date unable to defend its title. So Israel was unable to host the Eurovision in 1980 or participate. And that actually sounds a lot like today, because until recently, Israel was unsure if it would be able to host the Eurovision of 2019. But no worries, we will be hosting the 2019 Eurovision. Unknown where yet. I hope it's going to be in Tel Aviv, but we'll see. Anyway, this is the 1979 win of the Eurovision, Hallelujah by Chalav Udvash, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
בהמון צלילים ואיתנו הם יאמרו הללויה
enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, for generously underwriting this episode of The Best in Israeli Rock. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. This week, we're exploring Israel's best features in the Eurovision contest. Apart from its victories, Israel's entries have had mixed reception at the contest. The next two songs we're about to hear, by Avi Toledano in 1982 and Ofra Chaza in 1983, scored well with big revivalist numbers. But the all-singing, all-dancing style became less popular later in the decade, and Israel's 1986 entry, Yom Yavo, by Moti Giladi and Sarai Tzuriel, came in 19th, the country's worst showing yet. So let's go back to 1982, where we're going to hear Avi Toledano with his second place win called Hora, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
De orkestleider is Roemeen van geboorte. Nancy Brandes. Hij was lange tijd orkestleider op de Roemeense televisie. Maar in 1975 emigreerde hij naar Israël en daar is hij zeer gegeerd, vooral door de Israëlische popzangers.
עזיב השדה שאספנו אז אור הארץ נושאת יבולה ואור יפים הם הלילות בכנען תרם השמש עולה עוד רכבת חוצה שם פרדס ירוק חסידה עוד רוגעת מעל ועוד נוסע הערפל בעמק בין הזריחה רגע מהורה, ההיא תימנה קולה עול עולה, קולה לא נדה רגע מהורה, ההיא תימנה שירה ומלא, ליבי תעונה עוד שתים עננים על בתי העיר והים מלטף את החול ועוד נשמע אין מלבבות בוהם לו שם מחור רגע מחור ההיא תימהה קולה עור עולה קולה לא נדה רגע מחור ההיא תימהה שירה ומלא ליבי תעונה ליי 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 שעזבנו אז אור הארץ נושאת יבולה ואור יפים הם מלילות בבנן דרם השמש עבר
That was Avi Toledano with the 1982 entry called Hora. Our next song is by Ofra Chaza, a song called Chai, another revivalist theme that won second place in the Eurovision. This is Ofra Chaza with Chai, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, הבית הרשמי של הרוק היהודי.
Nancy Silvio Brandes.
One of the nicest girls ever to conduct. In the Eurovision Song Contest. There's Nancy.
Und die Interpretin, the performing artist, interpretée par Ofra Chaza.
As I said, this group has impressed enormously in rehearsals. I think it's rather like the other Israeli entries, but it has a terrific vivacity. Hi.
לאור רבים חוכי אך גם פרחי ולפני שנים רבות מספור אני שואל פליטי, אפרוס ידי, לידידי אשר מעבר ים. אני שואל ומתפלל, טוב שלא אתה עוד עטיפה. חי, 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 כן אני עוד חי, זה השיר שסר.
Cider, all right. The audience here clapping along to that, and a very, very energetic and cheery performance. Sing along song.
That was Ofra Chaza's second place win with her song Chai in 1983. In 1987, Israel finished eighth with Shir Habatlanim by the satiric duo Lazy Bums. Habatlanim. Due to its satiric nature, it prompted then-Israeli Minister of Culture Yitzhak Navon to threaten to resign if the song went on to represent Israel on the night of the contest. However, he didn't. So this is Israel's 1987th entry, which won 8th place, Shir HaBatlanim by The Batlanim. Check them out on YouTube. They remind me a lot of the Blues Brothers. Here we go. Right here on Jewish Rock Radio.
בערך שעות העשר רוצה לראות השמש התריסים קצת מסתירים פותח התריסים ולא רואה השמש כי את השמש מסתירות שורות של בניינים עושה לי כוס קפה ומדליק לי הסיגריה יוצא אל המרפסת לפצח גרעינים הציפורים יורדות להציצים של המרפסת ומפזמות איתי את שיר הבטלנים הופה הולה 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 הופה הופה הולה הולה הופה הולה הולה הופה הופה Hoopa hule hule hoopa hoopa hule hule hoopa hule hule hoopa pa Bishnot ha-tzoraim sholech et ha-kelep Im sal asui mikash lignot li mitfrachim Kshehu chozer ani mechil li shneinu tzoraim Ki ha-tziporim achlu et kol ha-garinim Pit'om ani shomea yetzetzu dofki badelet Potach et ha-delet, nikhneset ha-shchena Shoelet benibus she'im ze lo yafriya Itefazem iti et ha-hupadeh sheli Hoopa hule 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 hoopa hoopa hule hule hoopa hule hule hoopa pa Hoopa hule hule hoopa hoopa hule hule hoopa hule hule hoopa pa אחר הצהריים יוצא לי עם הכלם לשאוף קצת אוויר בפארק מחוץ לעיר הציפורים נפות מאושרות אל השמיים אני נשכב על הספסל חושב על החיים אני חי לי במציאות כל כך נהדרת שוחה במערבולת של ים בלי דאגות לא מבין איך אפשר לחיות היום אחרת ונרדם עייף ברוב המחשבות הופה! הירח כבר עולה, הנה מגיע לילה רוצה לראות ירח, התריסים קצת מסתירים
פותח התריסים ולא רואה ירח כי את ירח מסתירות שורות של בניינים בהולה הולה הולה בהופה הולה הולה הופה הולה הולה הופה הופה
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
The official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, for generously underwriting this episode of The Best in Israeli Rock. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Shimon Smith in Tel Aviv, and you're listening to The Best in Israeli Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature outstanding music from Israel's top artists. This week, we're exploring Israel's entries in the Eurovision, its best songs to date. Israel's third victory occurred in 1998, when Dana International won the crown with her song, Diva. I actually remember this win, and I remember that the streets were filled with happiness in 1998. The last time that that happened was, well, I guess a few months ago when we won in 2018. But I also remember 1998 when everybody was celebrating in the streets, and there was also another win when Israel won the Basketball European Cup, when I remember everybody was dancing in the streets. So whenever Israel wins the Eurovision, there's big, big celebrations all over the country. And here it is, Israel's 1998 win by Dana International in the Eurovision, song called Diva, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
And the magnificently homespun crowd. Now this next one is the one that's got, well, half of all the publicity. The other half has gone to the song that immediately follows this. This is the Israeli entry from Dana International, a very far cry from the fine young lady who attempted to be president of Ireland last year. Dana International is different. And so is Gildo. He's coming up next. So get ready for Eurovision with a Difference. This is Arts, of course, Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery. And then, in one leap, to the Custard Factory. Used to be the home of Boyd's Custard. Oh, I love that. You never get a Boyd's Custard nowadays. A complex of 200 studios, galleries, restaurants, dance studios, terrific. And there it is, the Israeli flag. The song is Diva. Svika Pik is the composer. Yoav Gina is the lyricist. Dana International is the understated singer. Let it go.
יש חושים שיש רק לה יש קטעמים ויש ימים קשים ובמה שהיא כולה שלה למלאכים דיבהים
special. Wasn't even wearing a polo neck. Half of Israel goes mad.
That was Israel's 1998 win in the Eurovision, a song called Diva by Dana International. I thought it proper to not play Israel's win of this year, the song Toy, because it's just been all over the internet and YouTube, and you'll also be able to hear it on two or three of my different shows. So we're going to finish with this song by Shiri Maimon called Hasheket Shenishar, The Quiet That Remains. This is Shiri Maimon with Hasheket Shenishar right here on Jewish Rock Radio, Habayit HaRishmi Shel HaRock HaYehudi. That was Shiri Maimon with Hasheket Shenishar, Israel's 2005 Eurovision entry that won fourth place. That's it for the best in Israeli rock for now. I had so much fun sharing this episode about Israel's top Eurovision entries. If you understand the Eurovision Israel entries, you understand a lot about Israeli music and culture. You can stream the last episode of The Best in Israeli Rock and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. Make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. You can also check my new site out on www.shimonsmith.com. Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock, Habayit HaRishmi Shel HaRock HaYehudi.